The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
In Toronto tonight, the Maple Leafs defeat the San Jose Sharks 3-1 in front of a crowd of 18,679 fans. Time now for our Sharks instant replay of all of the action that occurred in this rather monumental hockey game, a well-played game throughout the 60 minutes. In the first period, the Sharks were outshot by Toronto 10-7. There was no scoring for either side, and there were no penalties. But there were some really good scoring chances, and we had a breakaway for Radim Šimek in the first period, another one for Luke Cunnan in the first period, and another semi-break for Noah Gregor, none of which amounted to anything. But on to the second period we go, and the Maple Leafs would draw first blood with California native and Maple Leaf superstar Austin Matthews putting the stick down in front. Nothing to score here. Danger in front of the net. Willie Nylander checking Barabanov, but that's a good effort by Vlasic to get a piece. Nylander feeds it in front. What a save by Dell. That was off of Bunting, but then they score. Hollowell sends to the net with Matthews in front, and the Maple Leafs draw first blood. They lead 1-0 at 4:19 of period number two. Matthews right in front of the net. Looked like he deflected it home. It was his 12th of the season, Austin Matthews, for the Maple Leafs, from Hollowell and Bunting, after all of the scrambles and chaos in front of Aaron Dell. Then, the Sharks would equal the score, and this was a shining moment for Logan Couture and Matt Nieto. Couture coming up ice, grabbing the puck, left it for Barabanov. Moves across the line in the Toronto zone, dropped it back, Nieto the shot save, Couture, rebound, he couldn't get it. Čičak on the point, feeds now behind the net, and now taking it, Couture centers, Nieto, score! Matt Nieto from Logan Couture after some great forechecking. And Nieto for the Sharks has tied it 1-1. That was a great goal by Nieto, his sixth of the season. Couture and Nick Čičak assisted. And on that play, you have to give a stick tap to Nick Čičak for the play he made from the point to throw it forward.
Yeah, Logan did. Logan recognized that was a smart play, and he also hustled out to get in position to make that play.
So it was 1-1. Unfortunately, though, that would be as close as the Sharks would get. Goaltending was one of our keys of the game from Toyota today, and Aaron Dell did provide that. Here's an example from the second period. Further shot forward by Zach Aston-Reese. Aaron Dell made the stick stop, left it for Megna. He was in a kind of a tough position. Whoa. There. Oh, boy. Hurdle put it off of Carlson. That was almost put into his own net, but the Sharks recover that and pick up at the near side. They can't. Here's another play by Ilya Samsonov late in the second period. Samsonov was in position, and then he was getting out of position by kind of cheating off to his right, and Timo Meier had a golden opportunity to put the Sharks in front. Reese tipped it. Lilligren tried to shoot it, and it was fanned on. Very so calmly, Erik Karlsson cleared. Sharks have a 2-on-1. Lead pass, LeBanc. Here comes the Meier moving in, and he tried to toe drag it around the goaltender, but somehow Samsonov gets it and hangs on. That was the one that got away right there, I think.
Great save. Great save of Samsonov just hanging and staying with the play. And a nice move by Timo. That was the one good opportunity that line had.
Only three penalties in this game. Nick Čičak had two of them. Luke Cunnan had one. No penalties for Toronto, and so no power plays. Our broadcast on power plays are brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. We cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort, but no penalties for the Sharks to cash in tonight. However, in the third, Aaron Dell continued his outstanding goaltending. Maple Leafs outshot the Sharks 10-6 in the third. Totals for the game, 32 for Toronto and 24 for San Jose. And one of the reasons why it stayed 1-1, because of saves like this.
To the point men, Sandin and Nylander. Back to Sandin. He's got Matthews on the left on the circle. Down low to Marner in front. Tavares, the shot save. Rebound, another stop. Another stop by Dell. Three big saves by Aaron Dell with 4:24 to go. It's still 1-1.
Can you imagine that? 4:24 to play, and it is still 1-1. That was with Nick Čičak, by the way, in the penalty box at 14:44 for tripping, and the Maple Leafs were throwing everything they could to try to wear the Sharks out. And I suppose that was part of it. Čičak's penalty expired, and less than a minute later, the game-winning play occurred after a Sharks turnover. Loose puck, near side, Leafs keep it in. Hall the shot, that's blocked in front by Carlson. Feeds it out to Hurdle, throws it on the right, a blind pass, intercepted by Kampf. Moves in with Kerfoot, who shoots, kick save made, rebound, score!
chance. Pierre Engvall in front of the net, getting the rebound after Dell made an astounding save. And finally, the door cracks open for the Maple Leafs. They take the 2-1 lead. That's a big goal. Engvall, the game winner, his third of the season from Kerfoot and Kempf. And you could throw an assist there to the blind pass from Tomas Hertl, unfortunately, on the play.
You are one of the top players on the team. You just can't turn the puck over at that time of game in that situation, in that part of the ice.
Time of the goal, 17:33 of the third period. And so it was 2-1. The Sharks did not stop working. Both coaches used their timeouts in the third period to get things set up. And head coach David Quinn and company got things settled for the extra attacker play. Unfortunately, after a couple of chances, it went the other way. The shot blocked. It's taken back. Can Carlson keep in? No. It's Marner. He's got a goal scoring streak, and he put it wide. He was going to extend his point scoring streak to 18, and he missed the net. We're down to a minute 18 to go. Sharks send it back to the blue line. Intercepted. Here's Marner. He's got it. He scores. With an empty net goal, Mitch Marner ties a long-standing Toronto Maple Leafs record by recording a point in his 18th consecutive game. The last time it happened was in 1989-90 when Eddie Olczyk did it in 18 games, and it was first accomplished in 1977-78 by the great Darryl Sittler. What a moment for Mitch Marner and Maple Leaf fans, but unfortunately, not a great one for the Sharks. Empty netter for Marner, his eighth, extending his point scoring streak, as you heard. Alex Kerfoot getting the only assist, his second of the period at 18:49. Final score, Maple Leafs 3, and the Sharks 1. They split the season series. The Maple Leafs have won 5 straight games, and the Sharks are 1-1 on this road trip with Ottawa and Buffalo yet to go.